Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Did you ever get into Nerf when you were a kid? Like the Nerf guns and...
Oh, I never got to own one of these, but I desperately wanted these when I was young. They looked like the most fun ever.
I know. I remember my little brother, you know, he's 7 years younger than me, so he was right on the cusp of the Nerf craze when it hit Australia. For me, you know, we'd have to run around the backyard just shooting with our fingers, you know what I mean?
I know.
When we wanted to play cops and robbers, we didn't have access to stuff like this.
Yeah, I was kind of poor like that growing up as well. Like when I was growing up, it was all about Super Soaker. Never had one of these, so I just have like the little spray bottle in the backyard. It's like, this is doing nothing.
I think one time I may have gotten like some sort of machine gun for Christmas, and you pressed the trigger and it went clack, 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 clack. And that was it, and you had to keep doing that. But yeah, we'd always be playing cops and robbers when we were kids. We'd get in trouble because we'd go to visit my auntie's house, and she was very anti-violence.
Okay.
And that's fair enough. That's a stance I have now. But as a kid, I'm like, yeah, let's play army men. And so we go to play with our cousins, and they're like, no guns here. And we're like, oh, okay. Right. But they had a golf set, and so we picked up the golf clubs and went, hey, we can make these into rope. We weaponized golf clubs. That's how into it we were. So, but we didn't get to play with Nerf guns. And at the moment, the spotlight has been shone on Nerf weaponry, so to speak. I'm sure there's a lot of mums and dads listening right now who probably have kids that have a Nerf gun of some sort.
So you're saying forget Turf War, it's all about Nerf War.
It's Nerf Wars. One guy by the name of Brad Phillips, he is a gel blaster enthusiast. So this is the next level above Nerf.
Okay.
Gel blasters are like the new skirmish paintball guns.
All right.
They shoot these little gel pellets. In a lot of states, they are considered a firearm because the gel rounds move at a high velocity and they can do some damage when they hit you.
I suppose.
Right, so you have to register these gel blasters, but Brad Phillips has pointed out that there is pretty much little to no difference between those toy Nerf guns your kids wield and the gel blasters.
Nerf guns and gel blasters fire in exactly the same way. Pretty much any of them can do it. And I asked SAPOR whether I'd have to register it. And they said, yes, I would.
So he's in South Australia, right? But they have pretty much the same gel blaster laws as we do here in New South Wales. And he says that if you put the foam darts in a Nerf gun, it's fine. It's a toy.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
But you can load it with gel rounds. And when you do that, that's what now makes it classed as a firearm. And so you have to register it. And that's exactly what he did.
I went into Gawler Police Station and registered this Nerf Mega Big Shock.
A $35 plastic toy, now a registered firearm with its very own serial number.
Yeah, it's like engraved onto it now. How crazy is that?
People have just they go so nuts with these Nerf guns now. All the stuff you see on the internet. I bet there's like YouTube videos of people like hacking their guns and making them more high tech and
like modifying them.
Scopes and all sorts of cool stuff.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Now you're kind of wondering, well, what's going to happen with the Nerf toy guns? You know, are parents going to be able to legally buy them for Christmas this year? Are they going to crack down on Nerf weaponry? Are parents, instead of going to Mr. Toy's Toy World, they're going to have to find a Nerf arms dealer?
Back of a truck?
The back of a truck. But like, oh, these come from Russia. You're like, all the serial numbers have been filed off or something. And then it leads to a Nerf arms race down the track, you know. Kids are trying to get bigger Nerf guns. Next thing you know, Kim Jong-un's trying to get his hands on Nerf-clear weapons. Where does it end?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Byron Bay, it's been a place everyone's been obsessed with all of a sudden. You're seeing the Hemsworths living there, Zac Efron's Miley Cyrus for a short amount of time, Matt Damon, the list goes on. Everyone's obsessed with Byron Bay. I've never been. Is it actually as good as everyone's saying, Brad? Have you been?
Well, I haven't been for a very long time, and I used to live on the Gold Coast, so Byron Bay was kind of like the chilled out, quieter version of the Gold Coast. You know, less built up, but still had that surfy vibe to it.
Yeah, less infrastructure. I think it's probably the best way to describe it, I guess. But that Byron Bay's documentary that's coming out, everyone in the town is up in arms saying they don't want all this attention drawn on the place, like it's just for Instagrammers and stuff. They want to stay out of the spotlight, kind of, but it's kind of hard to do exactly that when you're seeing stories pop up of just how much it is for a small studio to rent in Byron Bay. This one has popped up. We do know the prices of rent and houses have just gone through the roof recently.
Yeah, right around Australia.
It's just ridiculous. But this one in Byron Bay has popped up. It's being mocked online everywhere because it's basically like a small studio for rent for $300 a week.
Wow.
By small studio, though, I mean something that's probably about as big as our studio in here.
Oh, so it's literally studio size.
It is.
Does it come with microphones? And
not even that. No broadcast quality or anything like that whatsoever. So, and this one's actually located 20 metres from the main house. So they're trying to sell this in the best way they can, going, oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, so it's a granny flat.
It's like
it's not even a studio apartment. It's
not even that. It's more like a garden shed. When I go on a bit more, basically, from the pictures, this place is just has a double bed, a shelf, and a lamp. That's all it has in the room.
Okay.
No toilet. No kitchen, nothing like that, just a square box.
So there'd be prisoners who see this listing on realestate.com and go, geez, I feel a bit cramped in there.
Exactly right. And obviously, they're trying to spruik it the best way they can because they're like, Byron Bay in big letters. Everyone wants to come here and see what it's all about.
The whole idea is you spend all your time outside, so what does it matter what the house looks like?
You're probably better off just trying to sleep on the beach with this one because, like I said, the studio is located 20 metres from the main house. There is another bathroom that you can use. It's an outside bathroom.
That's called the garden.
It's called the garden.
No hose. You don't have to worry about that because there's other ways you can water the garden.
Yeah, there's also if you need to wash yourself, it doesn't have a bathroom.
Or beach showers. Just wander down to the beach. Use those.
Just about an outdoor shower.
Oh,
that's
man.
The best you can do. So it depends on how, you know, generous these people are in this house. It's like you can access all this stuff. That's great. Also got a fire pit as well. Landscape gardens that you'd probably be killing because, like you said, no toilet in the room that you're in. So what they say in this ad is it's like the owners are looking for someone chilled, considerate and clean to join the home. Good
and
vibes
stupid.
Only.
Add stupid to the list.
But for that price, like someone just in a room without a toilet or a shower or a kitchen or anything, like chilled, considerate, good vibes, clean. Are you really going to get a clean sort of person for that? I don't know if you're going to succeed in that task.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, and as you would imagine online, people are just mocking
ripping
the hell out of
it.
They're ripping straight and goes, people saying, I'll give you $70 for it. That's about it. So people obviously are just going, this is just ridiculous. So one person says, Harry Potter's room is bigger than this. They've got a bit of a point too. And I don't know, maybe they want to start doing a Harry Potter reboot or something. They could probably use this room as like Harry Potter's bedroom or something like that. But as for the movie title, it probably needs a bit of work because I don't think the movie title, when you think there's no toilet in there, Harry Potter and the Chamber Pot of Secrets, doesn't sound too attractive to me.
Not at all.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Well, when it comes to the business of policing, it can be tough, especially when the criminals want to engage in a chase. Whether it's a car case or a foot chase. My least favourite of the chases, especially if I'm the person involved. down in Brompton in Melbourne, the police had to try and track down someone. There was this guy. He was on a motorbike, and when he spotted them, he jumped off the bike and just legged it. And the police went, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And they chased after him. And then there was one guy, Ron, who was just in his yard, just minding his own business. Next thing you know, this bandit comes blazing through.
Ron Joyce got the fright of his life when he saw the wanted man climbing the front of his townhouse and walking along a fence line before jumping onto the roof of a neighbouring warehouse, desperate to evade police.
Heard a bit of banging on the fence. The next minute he was walking along the fence, jumped up. All done in about 10 seconds, basically.
Yeah, this guy just starts pulling off some parkour manoeuvres and jumps up onto the roof. Ron's like, oh, can you get my frisbee down while you're up there? I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Should have just got the hose and started hosing. Get off there.
Get off there. Do the same that you do with the possums. Get out of here. As you can understand, it was very frustrating for the police. Because if it was me, man, if I was a police officer and someone like just ran, I would have no hesitation in pulling out my gun and firing it into the air. I would be like Sean Connery in The Untouchables, just be going,
all right, enough of this running
shit. I'm like, I'm not dressed for this. Stop.
We had something like this when I was living in Broome, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Someone ran through our car park that was getting chased by police. He jumped the fence and it was high tide and we were right on the water. So he decided to crawl into the reeds and hide in the water there.
Oh, wow.
Until Rachel spotted him, was like, there he is.
There he is, officer. That's the man. Wow. Well, this guy, I don't know if he was like a Australian Ninja Warrior contestant gone bad or something. But yeah, the poor cops, they could not track him down in the end. He managed to give them the slip. Yeah.
Officers were hot on his heels, but couldn't catch him.
The guy should be in a circus, really. You know, it's quite amazing.
Yeah.
Give him a job.
He'd make a good lion tamer, I think. oh, you mean acrobat. I get what you're saying. I got you, Ron. I got you. That really sucks as well, because when you see the video, the cops are just like, there's one bit where he vaults over a fence and runs, and this cop runs up and she's like, tries to find the latch for the gate. She's like, I'm not jumping over this. Do you see how much crap I have to wear? I've got the belt with the gun and the stuff and I've got the vest. I can't do that.
Imagine having to go back to the office, to the station and going, got away. Like, most of them have got the cameras, so all of a sudden this whole thing's being captured on camera. Well, maybe the police officer's running.
Yeah.
Other person is just like, you know, I'd like to explain it to you, but I'll just press play. There you go.
Yeah, so that one got away. I'm sure the cops will eventually catch up with him down the track, but of course down in Victoria now they've reviewed police procedures and apparently they're moving the police training academy to Cirque du Soleil, so they're going to learn some skills there.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.